Hey guys, and welcome back to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, PAs on a mission to help you get accepted to PA school. So if you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We're thrilled you are here and to be a part of your journey to getting into PA school. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something super exciting that we know you will love. If you're feeling totally overwhelmed by the whole PA school application process, then you definitely want to look into doing a VIP day, which is a game changer and so incredibly valuable in putting together your strongest CASPA app, landing interviews, and getting accepted to PA school. During our VIP days, we meet one-on-one on Zoom and write your entire personal statement, all of your CASPA experience paragraphs, match you to the best PA schools for you and your stats, mock interview, everything you need to have your most competitive PA school application. And the best part, you don't have to have a single thing written. That's right. We meet you on Zoom and you talk and we write. At the end, you have an outstanding and completed personal statement, CASPA paragraphs, and list of PA schools that you fit best with. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other not so awesome stats, but you must apply the right way into the right schools with your strongest application. And VIP days, you don't have to sweat it. We'll tackle them together. And our VIP days also include not only personal statement writing session, CASPA paragraphs writing session, but also a mock interview to help you crush your PA school interviews. You'll also get access to our exclusive application to acceptance course, PA school directory, and weekly PA shadowing hours you can add to your CASPA application. With years of experience working at PA schools and in PA school admissions, we know what it takes to create an outstanding application that demands attention. We pull out all the stops to ensure your application is not just good, but outstanding. There's only a limited number of spots available for our VIP days because we believe in providing a truly personalized experience, so don't wait around. Seize this incredible opportunity and jump into a VIP day with us. We will drop the link in the episode notes. Now on to today's episode.
So we have another exciting update for you guys about the PA profession. So if you've listened to our podcast before, we've talked a lot about the PA licensure compact. Basically, that means as a PA right now, you have to get a license in every state you want to see patients in. So if you live on the border or if you do something like virtual medicine, you can end up having more than one state license, which is a little bit of a hassle because you have to go through the whole state license process with every state. You have to renew it. You have to pay your fee. And every state's a little bit different. Some states are easier to get licensing in and some states are harder. But if you're going to switch jobs or move to another state, it does require you to get another state license. So with this, they have proposed a PA licensure compact. And basically that means is you'd have reciprocal privileges in nearby states. So if you work, let's say, on a border between Alabama and Missouri, then if you have a license in one state, that the other state would recognize this license, so you wouldn't have to go through the hassle and the paperwork of getting a second license. So this is really, really exciting. This just really makes it so much easier to change jobs as a PA. And as we know, the flexibility and versatility of the profession are two of the amazing things that we have. This is going to make it even easier. So a lot of states have adopted this, and the seventh state, which was Virginia, adopted this compact on April 4th. And after seven states, that means it is now activated. So this PA licensure compact is now activated, which is super exciting. So Virginia became the seventh state to join it, but we also have West Virginia, Washington, Nebraska, Delaware, Utah, and Wisconsin who have already adopted it as well. So this is super, super exciting. It's also pending in about another 11 states. So many more states are getting on board with this, which is just amazing. It's going to make our profession even more versatile and valuable. It will make us easier for us to practice in multiple states. If you're changing jobs, if you're in the military and have to move around a lot, if you work in virtual medicine where you need more than one state license, it's going to be amazing. This is going to increase healthcare delivery by PAs, which is super exciting. We just wanted to give you a quick update on this and keep you up to date on any legislation. If you guys have an interview coming up and they mention something about PA legislation or tell us about a PA issue that you know, guys, feel free to drop this. This is brand new information. You will wow them with what you know about the PA career and the trajectory of the profession. And this is just the beginning, guys. There are so many amazing things to come. It is incredible how this profession continues to change, and we are so excited to keep you guys abreast of all these amazing changes and to increase the value of this profession in years to come. If you have anybody else in your life who would benefit from this podcast, please send it to them. As always, or subscribing to our podcast helps support this channel and allows us to continue to bring you all these amazing news and information on the PA career, applying to PA school, being a PA student, etc. Thank you for listening to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work and we will catch you at the next episode.